All right, welcome to another deep dive. And this time we're diving into, well, some fascinating material, really.
Alien.
We're looking at Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
And, you brought her to us. And I think a lot of our listeners probably know her best for like her incredible voice.
Right, those powerhouse vocals.
Yeah, the hits, but what really stood out to me from what you shared was like how much her faith is a part of, well, everything.
It's true.
Her career, her music, her life.
Yeah, it really is interwoven throughout all of the source material.
So that's really what we're going to be focusing on today. Like, how does her faith influence her as a person, as an artist? And what does that tell us, about her? What can we learn? What are the big insights?
Right, and I think that's, what makes this deep dive so interesting is that we're going beyond just like the surface level. We're looking at, beyond just the accolades and the hits and really getting into like the core of who she is as a person.
Exactly. So, she had like a huge start, right? Like a American Idol. She won in 2005, and then it just, I mean, took off.
Yeah, it was like a rocket ship.
Grammys, tons of hits.
Yeah, it's been a very impressive career, honestly.
Absolutely. But even in the beginning, she had songs like Jesus Take the Wheel, which right off the bat, it was like, okay, this is going to be part of her music.
Yeah, you can't really separate the two.
Yeah, it was there from the beginning.
And it's interesting because she's had those big crossover hits. Like she really appeals to a wide audience.
Yeah.
But that core faith element has always been there.
Yeah. And that's what's so interesting to me. Like sometimes you see artists who, they kind of shift as their career changes or whatever. But with her, it's like it's been this consistent through line.
Yeah, very much so. And I think one of the sources, Christian Culture News, I think put it really well. Like they said, it's about understanding that intricate relationship. They use that word intricate, that she maintains with her faith, how it influences her music and how important it is to her whole life.
Yeah, I think that's such a great way to put it.
It really sums it up. It's
Yeah.
not just a surface thing, it's very much a part of who she is.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's dig into that. Like, how does this faith, how does it manifest in her life?
Well, it seems like her childhood, her upbringing in Chakota, Oklahoma, played a big role. I mean, small town, very much, kind of a religious household, active in the church. Her family was very involved.
Yeah.
So, right from the start, she had those Christian values being instilled in her. It wasn't just like, going to church on Sunday. It was very much a part of her everyday life.
Yeah, and like a moral compass.
Absolutely. And a sense of purpose.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's something that comes up in the sources a lot is that, her faith gives her this sense of, why she's here, what she's supposed to be doing. It's not just about her career, it's about a bigger picture.
Right. And it's interesting, a lot of times you see, look, people kind of growing up and leaving maybe some of those childhood things behind,
Right.
but it doesn't seem like that happened with her.
No, not at all. It really seems like her faith is actually a cornerstone of who she is,
Yeah.
a foundation, and it's really impacted her choices, personal and, as we're talking about today, artistic.
Right.
It informs her art in a big way.
Yeah, and you see that I think most prominently in the themes that like keep recurring in her music.
Oh,
There's
absolutely.
a lot of love, a lot of redemption, and resilience, like getting back up when things are tough.
Yeah, overcoming.
And these aren't like, I don't know, random ideas. They're very much tied to like her beliefs,
Right.
and you can see it specifically in songs like Jesus, Take the Wheel is the perfect example. It's not just, a catchy song. It's literally about like surrendering control when things are overwhelming and turning to your faith.
Exactly. I mean, that song, it was so huge
Oh.
and it really spoke to people.
Oh, yeah.
And I think a big part of that was that it had that message of faith. Like it
Well.
wasn't just about, a relationship or a breakup or something. It was about, something bigger.
Yeah, something deeper. And, Temporary Home is another one that the sources brought up a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And that one's really about like those tough times, right? Those
Yeah.
periods where like nothing feels stable or, whatever it is.
Right. Like you're just passing through.
But she frames it within this faith-based idea that like this isn't your forever
Yeah,
home.
it's temporary.
Yeah, that there's something more permanent out there.
Right.
And, again, it's a message of hope that's like directly tied to what she believes.
Exactly. And I think what's, so powerful about her music
Yeah.
is that it really does offer this hope. It's not just, wallowing in sadness or whatever.
Right.
It's about, finding that strength and that light, even in the darkness.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's interesting too how often her songs talk about like prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Like really specifically.
And that reliance on a higher power.
Yeah.
I mean, it comes up time and time again.
It's like this constant thread throughout, you know, it's like she's not just singing. She's like really, you know, sharing her spiritual journey through her music.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's what resonates with people. You know, they can feel that authenticity.
Yeah. Okay. So we see how like faith kind of permeates her life, but let's go like a little deeper.
Okay.
Like how does she specifically, you know, address the concept of God in her music?
Cool.
Because it's not just like a subtle thing. It's a very like prominent theme.
Oh, it's very upfront.
Yeah, it's all over her work.
Yeah, and it's consistent too.
Yeah.
I mean, from her very first album to, you know, the stuff she's putting out now, you see these themes of faith and spirituality. Mm-hmm. They're always there.
It's like this through line through her entire career, yeah.
It's really quite remarkable.
Yeah. And when you look at specific songs, Jesus Take the Wheel is like, I mean, it's the big one.
It really is, yeah.
And the sources talked about it as really like embodying that connection to God, you know, like literally saying, I can't handle this. I need help.
Yeah, it's surrendering control.
Yeah. And, you know, it showcases her incredible voice, but it also showcases like, you know, that really strong faith.
Yeah, it's both.
Yeah. And then there's Something in the Water.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And that one, the source has described it as being about spiritual renewal.
Yeah.
Like finding God, you know, having that encounter.
Right. And it's so powerful because it uses this like imagery of water, of being cleansed, of like being reborn.
Yeah, it's almost like a baptism, you know?
Exactly.
And that's something that I think a lot of people, even if they're not like specifically religious, I think that idea of like being washed clean, starting fresh, it resonates with people.
Oh, absolutely. And especially if they're going through a tough time, you know, they're looking for that comfort, that sense of renewal.
Yeah. And this song really captures that feeling.
It does.
And then just quickly, the sources also mention like faith. I mean, the title alone, you know?
Yeah, right there.
And I Told You So as examples of her, like, you know, really embracing her Christianity.
Yeah. And that trust in God's plan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's clear that her music isn't just like entertainment. It's like a way for her to express her faith.
Right. And it gives her fans a chance to, like, you know, reflect on their own spirituality.
Yeah. Even if they don't share her specific beliefs.
Exactly. It opens up that conversation.
Yeah. It makes you think. Okay. So it's not just in her music, right?
No.
She's also very vocal about her faith in like interviews and stuff.
Yeah. She doesn't shy away from it at all.
Yeah, she really uses those opportunities to share her journey.
Yeah. And I think that's so important because, you know, it shows that you can be successful and still be open about your faith.
Yeah. Yeah. And it normalizes it, too.
Right.
Like, it's not something to be hidden.
No, not at all.
Yeah. And I think the sources also highlighted how she brings those themes of hope and redemption and love, all those things that are tied to her faith, how she brings them into her music and kind of, you know, forces us to think about like how faith and artistry can work together.
Right. Exactly. And it's not always a harmonious relationship, you know.
Yeah.
But she's a great example of how it can be done.
Yeah. And one thing that came up a lot in the sources was this idea that her faith gives her strength.
Oh, yeah. That's a big one.
Like, that's her motivation.
It's her anchor.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that a lot of people can relate to, whether they're religious or not. Like, that idea that you have something to hold on to when things get tough.
Yeah, that internal compass.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, for her, that's her faith.
Right. And it's really inspiring, honestly. Okay, so now let's talk about her role. Like, as a representative of her faith.
Yeah.
Because, you know, she's a big star. She has a huge platform.
Right.
And she really uses it to, like, you know, advocate for Christianity in a really positive way.
Yeah. She's a great example of how you can do that.
Yeah.
You know, she's not preachy. She's not, you know, trying to force anything on anyone. She's just living her life and sharing her beliefs.
Right. And it's genuine.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's what makes it so effective.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just about words. It's about actions, too. Like, she does a lot of charity work.
Oh, tons.
Yeah. Children's education, disaster relief, you know, all these important causes.
And her own foundation, the CATS Foundation.
Right.
Which is specifically focused on helping underprivileged children.
Yeah. And it's all driven by this like moral conviction that comes from her faith.
Yeah.
It's not just about like looking good. It's about actually making a difference.
Yeah. Right. And it's a direct result of her faith.
Yeah. And, you know, she's also very vocal about those values.
Yeah.
Like kindness, love, integrity.
Yeah. She lives it.
Yeah, she really does. And she encourages her fans to do the same.
Yeah, and it's not just in her music.
No.
Like, she'll appear at Christian events. You know, she was at the CMT Artist of the Year celebration.
Yeah.
And, you know, that might have a more secular audience, but she still uses those opportunities to talk about her faith.
Right.
And it's, you know, it helps to normalize it.
Yeah. Like, it's not something that's weird or strange. It's just part of who she is.
Exactly. And I think that's so important, especially in today's world.
Yeah. And the sources noted that, like, her being so open about her faith has actually led to a lot of acceptance.
Oh, yeah.
From fans, from her peers.
And it speaks to her authenticity, you know?
Yeah.
Like, people can tell that she's not putting on a show. She's being genuine.
Yeah. And I think people respect that. Okay, so it hasn't all been easy, right? Life is full of challenges.
Oh, absolutely.
And she's had her share.
Yeah.
And, you know, the sources really talked about how her faith has helped her through those tough times.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge theme.
Yeah. Like, specifically, that big injury she had in 2017.
Right. That was a bad one.
Yeah. She had to have multiple surgeries.
And it wasn't just the physical pain. You know, it was the emotional toll as well.
Yeah. And she was very open about how, like, her faith helped her recover.
Yeah. It gave her that strength to keep going.
Yeah. And, you know, it's not just physical challenges, right?
Right.
It's the emotional stuff, too.
Absolutely.
Like, the pressure of fame, the scrutiny.
Oh, yeah. That can be relentless.
Yeah. And the sources talked about how her faith helps her cope with that, too.
It helps her stay grounded.
Yeah, and keep things in perspective.
Yeah. And prayer is a big part of that.
Yeah. And just, like, taking time for reflection.
Right.
And, you know, what I think is really cool is that she's so open about that.
Yeah, she is.
Like, she doesn't try to pretend that everything is perfect.
No.
She talks about her struggles, and she talks about how her faith helps her through them.
And that's so relatable, you know? I mean, everyone goes through tough times.
Yeah.
And to see someone like her, you know, someone who's so successful, talking about how faith helps her, I think that gives people hope.
Yeah. So it's like her story becomes this example of how, you know, faith can really guide you when things are hard.
Yeah, exactly. It's like a light in the darkness.
Yeah. And it's not just about, like, you know, sitting in church and praying. It's about actually putting your faith into action.
Right.
Like, helping others.
Yeah, that's a big part of it.
And she does that, like, a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Sources talked about how involved she is in her community and her church.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not just about, like, showing up. It's about, like, really being present.
Right, being active.
Yeah. And we talked about the CATS Foundation, but she's also involved with, like, the American Red Cross, Chiquita Animal, Bandits, you know, all these different groups.
Yeah, she's very hands-on.
Yeah, and it's all driven by that idea that, like, you know, faith without action is kind of meaningless.
Right. It's about walking the walk.
Yeah. And she also uses her platform to, like, encourage her fans to get involved.
Oh, yeah. She's great about that.
She's always, like, you know, on social media talking about, like, volunteer opportunities or supporting local organizations, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I think that's so cool because it's like she's saying, look, you don't have to be a superstar to make a difference.
Right.
You can do it right where you are.
Yeah, exactly. And it creates this sense of community, you know?
Yeah, it's like we're all in this together.
Yeah, and it's all driven by those shared values.
Yeah. Okay, so I think one of the most interesting things about this whole thing is the connection that she has with her fans.
Oh, yeah, that's a special one.
Because it's really deep. Like, it goes beyond just, you know, liking her music.
Right. It's a lot more personal.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that has to do with, like, how open she is about her faith.
Absolutely. I mean, it's such a big part of who she is. And she's not afraid to share that with her fans.
Yeah. And the sources talked about how, like, her lyrics, you know, those themes of hope and resilience, they really resonate with people.
Yeah. Especially when they're going through a hard time.
Yeah. It's like she's speaking directly to them.
Yeah. And, you know, we've talked about Jesus Take the Wheel and Something in the Water, but there are so many other songs that, like, offer that same kind of guidance and comfort.
Yeah.
And I think that's why her fans feel so connected to her.
Yeah. And she's also, like, very active on social media talking about her faith.
Yeah, and interacting with her fans.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just a one-way street.
No.
She's really engaging with them, and it creates this, like, real sense of community.
Yeah. And then there's the charity work.
Right.
Like, she's not just saying, hey, go do this.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm doing it too. Join me. Yeah. And I think that encourages her fans to, like, get involved and make a difference.
Right. It's like a shared mission.
Yeah. So the sources really highlighted how, like, her faith has created this deep sense of belonging among her fans.
Yeah. It's like a shared identity.
Yeah. And it's really cool because it goes beyond just, you know, fandom, it's like a real connection.
Yeah, something deeper.
Yeah. So as we wrap up, I mean, it's pretty clear that Carrie Underwood's faith is like a huge part of who she is.
Oh, without a doubt.
Like, it's not just something she talks about. It's something she lives.
Yeah, she embodies it.
Yeah, and it's influenced her music, her career, her relationships, her charity work, everything.
Yeah.
And it's really inspiring to see someone so open and unapologetic about their faith.
I agree.
You know, especially in a world where it can feel like you have to, like, hide that part of yourself.
Right, exactly. And I think that's why she's such a role model for so many people.
Yeah. So the big question, like, what can we take away from this? Like, what does her story tell us?
Well, I think one of the biggest takeaways is that, like, you know, your values matter.
Yeah.
And it's okay to be open about them.
Yeah, and to let them guide you.
Exactly. And I think Carrie Underwood is a great example of how doing that can lead to, you know, success and fulfillment.
Yeah. And it's not just about faith.
Right.
It's about any core value.
Yeah. Whatever it is that's important to you.
Yeah. Like, if you embrace it and let it guide you, it can really make a difference in your life and the lives of others.
Absolutely. And it can create those deep connections with people who share those values.
Yeah. So it's like what Carrie Underwood is showing us is that being true to yourself, being authentic, it's powerful.
Yeah.
And it can really make a positive impact on the world.
I think that's a great way to put it.
So something to think about, you know, as you go about your day.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, what are your core values?
Yeah.
And how are you living them?
That's the question.
Yeah. Thank you so much for bringing this to us.
It was my pleasure.
Really interesting stuff. And thanks to everyone for listening to this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
We'll see you next time.
See you then.